Day on BBC Radio Merseyside. Now, it's a year since the Taliban captured Kabul, just months after the withdrawal of American and British troops from Afghanistan. And back around September last year, we spoke to filmmaker Phil Grabsky about a brand new film, giving a unique insight into the daily lives of ordinary Afghans. Phil was the filmmaker into Afghanistan after the fall of the Taliban 20 years ago. And during that time, he and his Afghan co-director tracked the life of a young and cheeky local boy from 2001 right up to the present day. My Childhood, My Country, 20 years in Afghanistan, will actually be in cinemas soon. So on this anniversary, we thought we'd catch up with Phil again and see what his thoughts are and see how it's all been going. Afternoon, Phil.
Hello. Thank you very much for inviting me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have the time to talk to you. It really is. So just remind us and the listeners, what made you go out to Afghanistan 20 years ago and start this epic journey, Phil?
Basically, back in 2001, Afghanistan was in the news a lot. March 2001, the tallest stone statues in the world, known as the Buddhas of Bamiyan, were wantonly, needlessly blown up by the Taliban.
Hmm.
And then, of course, with September, you know, 9/11, and then basically Bush said to the Taliban, you know, give us Osama bin Laden or we're coming for you. If you give us Osama bin Laden, we'll leave you alone. And the Taliban said, sorry, but, you know, we're not going to hand him over. So then there was the intervention into Afghanistan. And I, as a filmmaker, just thought, you know, who are these Afghans that have suffered and are suffering under the Taliban? Before that, a dreadful civil war. Before that, the fight against the Russians with the Mujahideen and so forth. Camera technology had changed. Things had become smaller and more, you know, it was easier to work on your own.
Yeah.
In my case, with a translator. So I just got on a plane and went. And I think, you know, I've made about 200 films in my career, and probably the best decision I ever made was the day I chose in the heart, you know, in the center of Afghanistan to follow this little boy.
Yeah. I mean, what was it that, you know, was the one moment, was it a build-up of things, Phil, or was it just one particular moment that you thought, you know what, I've been sent on here to do this?
Well, I went to Bamiyan. I mean, Kabul was extraordinary. Kabul was absolutely destroyed. It was like Berlin 1945. But
wow.
As a filmmaker, I just thought it's too obvious to film in Kabul.
Yeah.
And, you know, capital cities are often not representative of the whole country.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you think of Britain, too many things are focused on London. And, you know, you guys in Liverpool would understand that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to look further afield. So I went to perhaps the second best known Afghan city, which was Bamiyan, because it'd been in the news. Now, next to what was destroyed, you know, the wreck of these two stone statues, on that cliff face, there were about 200 caves entirely filled with refugees from other parts of Afghanistan who had fled the Taliban or fled drought. And I thought I'd find myself a story probably with one of the adult males living in those caves. But actually, there was no story. You know, I make cinema. I make films for cinema and television. And basically, at the end of the day, it's all about stories, storytelling, narratives. And there really wasn't. They were very happy to talk to me, but they were always talking about what had happened, and there was nothing actually happening. They were exhausted. They were unemployed. But those first three or four days when I was filming there, this little kid was kind of shadowing me, and he was a very attractive young boy with a beautiful coloured hat and a big cheeky grin.
Yeah.
And one day I just thought, actually, he could be my subject, because if I make a film about a young child, my audience are going to think about the future of Afghanistan.
Yes.
Where is Afghanistan going?
Yeah.
And also with a cheeky 7 or 8 year old, you never know what they're going to get up to. I could, no way could I have predicted the kind of scrapes that he got into in that first year. And then because I made a film over the first year, and then I decided to carry on. And over the last 20 years, the kind of adventures, the problems he's overcome, the issues he's had to deal with, always with this kind of still with this kind of humor about him. To this day, actually, wow, despite the terrible trouble that they're having in Afghanistan, he's remained, you know, optimistic, hopeful, adventurous, hardworking.
Yeah.
Despite everything.
Yeah, and you keep on referring to him as the little boy. His name's Mir, isn't it? And how is he now? What, you know, what's life been like for him the past year?
Well, it's remarkable, really, because, I mean, Mir now, you know, my own children have grown up, and they're now 20 and 22, and, you know, they were 2 and a few months old.
Yeah.
And, you know, he the same for him. He now has four young boys of his own.
Wow.
You know, this is the circle of life, if you like. When we had intended, I mean, there's been 3 films along the way, and this is the culmination, and it includes footage from all 3. There was a film made after 1 year, a film made after 10 years. I hadn't intended to carry on, but my tribe and I, in the end, did. Long story, but in the end, we did carry on. And we decided about 2017, 2018, that we would finish in 2021, 20 years and 20th anniversary of the intervention by the America and the West. As it happened, that became the very moment that the Taliban retook power. Now, at that moment, just before the Taliban retook power, Mir's journey had taken him remarkably from those caves, from this tiny village in the north, which incidentally, by coincidence, just through fate, became the number one coal mine. This mountain that we used to look out, you know, he could see from his back yard, if you like, they suddenly discovered was a mountain of coal. And so that kind of changed the narrative, because then this poor kid is hoiked out of school and finds himself working down a coal mine to help provide for his family.
Yeah.
He's then in Kabul. He ends up in Kabul by the end of the film. I mean, to give something of the film's ending away a little bit, he ends up in Kabul working as a news cameraman. It's a funny old story, but that's how it ends up.
Wow, it's almost come full. I mean, do you think? I mean, I guess it's a shame actually, because I've got loads more questions here, Phil. I mean, we're gonna go up to the news in a couple of minutes' time, so I don't want to get too deep in all of me questions. But it's interesting, isn't it? That do you think then you've had a huge impact and on his life then, now that he's going to be working in film?
Well, so the point was, though, to be very brief, he was working as a news cameraman. The day the Taliban came back, that career ended.
Oh.
And so now he's pursuing a different career. So the film that we're releasing in September has a conclusion at the end of it.
Yeah.
It summarizes what's happened over the last year. I'll say this in conclusion, because I know we're short of time. Afghanistan changed over the last 20 years. The investment that was made in terms of money and in terms of human sacrifice did change Afghanistan. You can argue whether you think it was worth it or not, but Afghan civil society changed as a result of and many people gave themselves in all sorts of different ways, and we should be proud of that.
Yeah.
But there were many mistakes made. There were billions. I mean, there was a lot of waste, a lot of mistakes. There's many things we can learn. But unfortunately, what you have now is a leadership that, in particular, is oppressing women in a way which is just despicable and totally illogical. So Mir's wonderful wife is very articulate, she's wonderful in the film, is depressed and repressed right now. So we need to continue to support Afghanistan and Afghans, whether in Afghanistan or in Britain. And it's something that, you know, we are generous of spirit in Britain, and we are doing that. We need to continue to do so. Mir continues in his new career optimistically, but, you know, people who are willing to use violence in the way that the Taliban do, or the way that Putin does, very hard to deal with, very hard to fight against.
Yeah.
But we mustn't stop trying.
Absolutely. Phil, we'll have to leave it there. Great to talk to you, and I'll let everybody know when the film's coming out and everything on the other side of the news as well, if that's okay. Thanks,
Phil.
That's
very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Bye-bye. All the best.